For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, it's Michael. Before we get started, wanted to introduce you to the Union GK Premium. With Premium, you'll get vetted pro players and coaches, interactive breakdown sessions, and exclusive content from top names. Want to try it free for 30 days? Go to unionsports.com/content/join or download the app free at the Union GK on Apple or Google Play stores. Thanks for making the Union possible, and on with the show. Welcome to Inside the 18, live from beautiful Stevens Point, Wisconsin at Camp Shutout. I'm Michael Magid. With me, no 99 World Cup winner Saskia Weber, because she's too busy working for Fox Sports. I mean, honestly, Fox Sports, who needs Fox Sports when you have Camp Shutout, the Camp Shutout Network, the Camp Shutout Closed Circuit Network. But that's okay, because we have somebody who can definitely fill in the shoes of a 99 World Cup winner. We have Gillette goalkeeper Morgan Shirley joining us. Morgan, you had no idea this was going to happen, did you?
No, I did not.
So tell us, first off, you know, here's the craziest thing. Obviously, you know, you're at Camp Shutout right now. A lot of people are at Camp Shutout. And by the way, if you're watching from Camp Shutout right now, we are live currently on the Union app. If you have any questions or comments, you can put them into the comments section. But like, first off, the thing what happened to me was like, I had one of the coaches here come up to me and they're like, hey, there's this, do you know this girl, Morgan Shirley? I'm like, that sounds like some sort of like insurance company or like an investment firm or something like that. And they're like, no, they're like, she's a goalkeeper here. And I think she has a good story that you guys should have on the air. So I was like, okay, well, tell me a little bit about what's going on. And they said, basically, they're like, she's from Wyoming. And I'm like, okay, that in itself is probably a story. So why don't you tell a little bit about yourself here?
Well, I'm Morgan Shirley. I play for Gillette Edge and I'm 17. I'm going to be a senior this year and I'm from Wyoming and I'm a self-taught goalkeeper. So I haven't had very much official training like most keepers have.
Okay. So when you say like self-taught, like, and by the way, you might want to cheat in a little bit more this way, this direction here. Yeah. When you say self-taught, do you basically mean like, you're like, I want to be a goalkeeper and you're like, so what do I do? Like you just went online and Googled goalkeeper. Is that what happened?
No. So I've played soccer since I was little. Okay. And my little team, when I was younger, when I was about 7 years old, my team needed a goalkeeper. So we'd kind of just like switch rounds. We'd go back and forth between goalkeepers and I got in and I was like, you know what? I really like this position. So I've kind of stuck with it. And now I'm 17 and I'm still playing the same position.
I love it. Cause like, so here's the thing that like the way it was described to me, I felt like it was like, wait a second. This person literally just learned goalkeeping here at Camp Shutout. And I was like, that's pretty darn impressive. I mean, shout out to the staff at Camp Shutout for doing such a great job that they can make somebody a collegiate level goalkeeper in just a couple days. But you know, the thing is that like, obviously with, in regards to your journey, like everyone's journey is different, right? Like not everyone plays at an ECNL club and like not everyone's had, you know, the top goalkeeper coaches their entire lives. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Correct. That is very correct.
Yeah. You can always expand on that if you want to as well.
Yeah, I feel like it's hard because a lot of the technical things, like the small little things, a lot of these goalkeepers have their goalkeeper coaches like correcting them. But then I kind of have to do it by myself where I don't get so much corrected every single time. Like I make like a small mistake with a little thing. So I feel like that's a very difficult like prospect to hit because it, like I'll go to college camps and ID camps and every single time, like I'll be like, hey, like what can I work on? They're like the small things.
Yeah.
And the hard thing is that I've never had anyone like correct me on those small little things like these ECNL, GA, DPL players have.
And that's actually a really interesting thing. And when we get into today's topic is going to be like finding opportunities for yourself and creating opportunities for yourself in regards to doing kind of your own independent study. You know, that actually can be kind of almost refreshing because of the same fact, like a lot of the young goalkeepers, because they've been in an environment where like they've been so overtrained, they're almost like robots and they can't improvise in the moment.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So like, so let's talk a little bit about that. So like you kind of have been able to like kind of find your own technique while you're out there. Like, can you add on a little bit about that?
Oh, well, I have a personal trainer and we help like plyos and all that kind of stuff. So we do lots of ladders, small footwork, but I also play volleyball and basketball. I used to play basketball. So a big thing is I always take larger steps than I need to. And I've never really had like a coach until like if I go to camps, like when I went to Soccer Plus or like here Camp Shutout, they really more focus on like the smaller steps.
Yeah.
But like it's more like muscle memory type thing. It's hard for me like correct that like in like such a small amount of time, and then I'll go back and start training like by myself, and then like that habit just kind of like runs through again. Gotcha. And I don't have someone like trying to correct me on it.
Now, Morgan, do you have your phone on you right now?
It is right there.
So you should go on the Union app and you should open up this stream because people are probably going to be asking questions, especially young goalkeepers in the youth groups over there, because they might have some questions in regards to how they can get discovered. So let's kind of just delve into this topic right now. And that topic is kind of making opportunities for yourself. So I know you can't talk about it right now in regards to like what's going on with you, but you are kind of in the process, the whole college recruiting process. And when you're coming from a smaller area, let's just say, that's not as like, you know, football heavy or goalkeeper heavy, you know, what's that process kind of like for you?
I feel like it's a little more difficult because I feel like a lot of coaches kind of go for the big name. With like my experience, and like a lot of time, like I said, like all these goalkeepers have goalkeeper coaches. I've been asked a few times at like the D1 schools, D1 level, if I had a goalkeeper coach, and I've had to respond with no. And they've been like, okay, find a goalkeeper coach, work on these technical things, and then get back to us.
Okay.
And like, let us know who that goalkeeper coach is. Let us talk to them. But I've never really been able to find one. I feel like the closest goalkeeper coach I've worked with a few times is 6-7 hours away.
I thought you were going to say he's 6'7". And I was like, oh, wow. I was like, you found a very tall goalkeeper coach. Great for you. You know, there's a 6'9" goalkeeper here at camp.
I saw that. I got a picture with him. Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's huge. It's crazy.
And he's like a child still.
Yeah.
He's like really young. He's going to be the first 7-foot goalkeeper in the history of goalkeeping.
Honestly.
So while you've been at camp here, obviously you've been working with a lot of different coaches. Like, do you feel like, you know, for young goalkeepers to be exposed to different types of coaches is really beneficial when you're going through the college recruiting, you know, process?
I do. I feel like it's very beneficial because not all college coaches like coaches are the same. So I feel like it's really nice to have a variety of different coaching to see what maybe you like in like a coach. So then maybe you can go to a school and you could possibly find a coach that coaches similar to that.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, cool. I really like this coach. I like this school. Like, hopefully I can get an offer and I can go here. Or like,
so what's happened when you've gone to ID camps?
So I compete really well, but like the UCNL like have like quite tighter footwork. So they've really like contacted me with like tighter footwork, smaller steps, and I've done really, really well. And then to the point where they like ask me if I have a goalkeeper coach, who is it? Let them know. And I've always had to say no. So then I've just kind of, they'll like email me and then they like won't respond.
Gotcha.
So that's happened to me a few times.
But that's like common though. Like the thing is like, you know, and you don't need to wait for me to ask you a question. You can just blab on as much as you want on the show. Like that's how we do it here. It's very casual. But like that's how they kind of do it though, is like, it seems like that's just business in general. Mm-hmm. Like if someone, because they're so busy, like if they don't see, not even necessarily that you're not good, it's just that you might not be the right fit for them. They might have already chosen a goalkeeper.
Yes.
They just don't respond, and which is very difficult for any college coaches out there listening right now. If there's any way that you can find a way to just engage with these young athletes and share with them, you know, kind of your decision, just so that they're not waiting around, it would be great. I mean, I know that's a perfect world, and I know we're all very busy and stuff like that, but like, it would be pretty useful, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it would. Yeah. It would save a lot of feelings, I feel like.
So let's talk about, so you get these notes, right? You get these notes like tighter footwork, you know, working on this, working on that. And then you're like, yeah, that's great. I live like, how big's the town that you live in?
36,000.
Okay. So
that's
not,
a good
not,
size.
A, not, good size.
It's a decent for Wyoming.
For Wyoming, it's a good size. 36,000 people live on my street, I'm pretty sure. So it's a little bit different in some parts of the country. And with that being said, like, you go, great, here's what I've been told that I need to work on. There's no one in my area that I can do this with. So how do you go about it? How do you go about this independent study?
Well, usually I'll like find like YouTube videos on like small footwork or like cross steps or like micro steps. And then I'll just like try and implement that into like certain like training habits. And then I'll be on like Instagram and I'll see like a save this keeper made. And like, I'll try and implement that into like my game style. Like there's like the back to bar kind of save. Or like there was a video that I saw of this keeper like diving, catching like a cross.
Yeah.
And like my next game, I implemented that in my game and I had a save like that. Same with the back to bar. Like,
gotcha.
It took me a little while to like get the back to bar a little bit like more like a like up in the air. I kind of had to like a couple times like just like step back.
Yeah.
But I ended up eventually getting that just from that one video of just watching them do it.
I think the problem is though, and I mean I'm not gonna lie, like I'm not trying to make this, you know, an infomercial or anything like that, but you're kind of the prototypical goalkeeper that like mm-hmm. the union was created for. Mm-hmm. Because like on Instagram, on YouTube, you trying to do your own work and trying to find these things in all different various areas. A lot of times there's no context given. So you have to try to figure it out yourself. And yeah. a lot of times it might not even be good actions, mm-hmm. but you don't know that because you don't know any better.
Yeah.
So like that's kind of one of the reasons why we created this whole place. It's like we want a community of people that can engage with each other, learn from each other from mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be a top name even, like just people that understand the position
yeah.
And engage. Because I think that's got to be really hard for somebody like yourself, because like you see something and like how do you pick out if something's good or not? Like how do you just have to show it to a goalkeeper coach and be like, hey, what do you think of this? Like,
I have done that before. I've done that with my highlight video, Josh Everest, the guy who's 6 hours like away down in Colorado. I've sent him my highlight video to see like if he thought it was like good.
Yeah.
And he was like, yes, like these are good saves. And then I went to this California goalkeeping coach down like Jeff Tackett.
Okay.
And I haven't gotten a call with him, but we're going to go over my highlight video together and we're going to like, go down to basics to see what like good videos and like good plays are to put in there.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's really important to get, you know, perspectives from different types of people. I mean, like I think one of the most difficult things, and you know, this is kind of like the whole thing of kind of trying to like narrow the playing field, is like when there's somebody like yourself, and like if you had been living in like, let's say Los Angeles, you know, or Chicago or whatever, like maybe all of this would have been done 3-4 years ago.
Oh yeah, definitely. I feel like I'd be more technically sound than I am now because I'm kind of just like raw. And a lot of these goalkeepers here are like the girls in like the higher group, like the all girls group mm-hmm. are very like technically sound. Because they've had all that training.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm not as like, I'm just kind of just like all over the place and still trying to work on like they said, like the small footwork, the tactical things, the hand positioning.
Yeah. Have you heard of Caitlin Talbert?
I have not.
Caitlin Talbert, it was very similar to yourself. She had very, very little goalkeeper training. She went on to play Humboldt State and now is playing professionally at Benfica in Portugal.
Oh, that's amazing. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So she is somebody you should look at and see yeah. how you could emulate her journey, her path.
Yeah.
If that's a direction you want to go with your life.
Yeah. Yeah, you're totally. Like,
yeah. Is a professional, is that something you aspire to?
If I got the opportunity, I would. I 100% would.
And would you be repping Wyoming hard? Would you have WY or something like that?
Yes, I would.
On your jersey?
100%. That'd be amazing. Because we had one gal out of Gillette. She went semi-pro. Alyssa Stamba, she played down Bemidji.
Wait, what was it? Say that again?
She played down at Bemidji State.
Bemidji?
But it's in Minnesota.
That's a real school?
Yes.
That sounds like a school in some sort of like literally like fan fiction for like a fantasy like universe.
Yes,
it does not sound real. So I want to ask you about this though, because you get this feedback, obviously, and people are helping you with highlights and stuff, but like the real issue, and I think I'm sure it's brought been brought up a lot of times by coaches, maybe here at camp or in different places, is that it's really about game reps and understanding how to see pictures and how to deal with the pictures when you get to those higher levels. So it's great to work on that technical stuff, but how do you implement that and how do you get feedback on whether you're making right actions?
Normally get the feedback at like camps. Okay. That's or like ID camps.
Okay.
And like with like breakaways, I learned last year like when to go out, when to pressure, and I've never been taught that before. Like there are so many things here that like I'm gonna be honest, I didn't know what a micro step was until this year.
Oh, and Saskia Weber would have a whole conversation with you because she literally did micro step on so many NWSL broadcasts that the play-by-play guy off the air just kept going micro step, micro step, micro step, micro step. So
that's awesome. Yeah, I didn't know what that was until yesterday. Okay. Thanks to Maria and Buzz.
Wait, till yesterday.
Till yesterday.
Oh my God, you just outed yourself on the air live to the entire goalkeeping world around the world. Some goalkeeper in the United Kingdom right now is just like, huh? I can't believe they don't understand that.
Yeah.
It's amazing. That's a worst UK accent. Please forgive me. Please don't cancel me, United Kingdom. Please don't. Okay. So you go to the ID camps and you're told, you know, to work on these actions. You say at the camps, you know, they kind of help you out in regards to like understanding the scenarios and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Competition though, like that's a big problem when you come from a smaller area. Because who are you playing? Like the kids from like, you know, like what was that movie with the green? What was that? Oh my God, why can't I think of the name? You know, the one with like, there was the redheaded kid in goal.
Green, what's it
called? Green something.
Oh, shoot, I can't remember.
But you know what I'm talking about, though, right?
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. Yeah. But it's like that. It was like some farming community or whatever. So like, you're essentially probably have like ASO players around you, right?
Yeah.
So like, how do you do that? Because it's got to be really frustrating because you're like, are you playing high school?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm assuming there's not a big pool of players to pick from?
Well, yes.
And I don't want you to call out anybody on the air. But, you know, but like that's got to be hard because like the coaches are telling you like in this scenario, you need to do this. And then you give it to that player and they can't make that next play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's happened before. Yeah. With my high school team, like my coach, we don't really have a goalkeeping coach in Gillette, like I said, or like in Wyoming in general. So we just kind of like get.
If anybody out there is listening and wants to be a goalkeeper coach in Wyoming, you will become a millionaire because there's not one. Just move to Wyoming. That's all you got to do.
We got lots of land for you to live on. Like I didn't really ever get training in my high school season. Most of it's like from this or from ID camps.
Yeah.
Or like by myself.
Okay. From this podcast, you're learning from this podcast. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying right there?
Yeah.
You definitely have to check out all the other shows. See, in Wyoming, they don't have streaming. So that's why Morgan hasn't been consistently watching Inside the 18. So here's another thing too, is like, I personally find the frustrating thing that happens for me when I'm playing with players that may not be at the level of me is that I start getting bad habits because I have to. Is that something you found too?
I have. Yes. I had this one gal, she was really good. She was a very good goalkeeper. We were around the same level. We just had like certain like pluses, like I don't know what the word is. Like she was really good at breakaways and
positive?
I was
attributes.
And I was really good flying in the air.
Okay.
And so we would like push each other on those certain like attributes that they like we were better at than the others. So that's what really pushed me. And then she just graduated. That's what she helped me get a lot better. And then so she's graduated. She's playing in college. She's going to Casper College.
Casper, you're making up schools.
Casper Community College.
You're literally making up schools. There's no way these are real schools.
Yeah.
The next thing you're going to say is like somebody's going to like Hufflepuff you. Like literally these.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I please tell me Casper University, their mascot's a ghost. It has to be.
I'm not sure what their mascot is. I'm not sure.
Wait, Casper's a real town in Wyoming, right?
Yes, it
okay,
is.
Okay, cool. I knew I'd figured that out. But like I know for myself, like a lot of times, like I'm being told to play the ball short and the players can't do it. So I just start getting lazy and they start hitting the ball long because I'm like, I don't want to deal with that. The problem is that they want to see that you make the right decision in that moment. And it's up to that player to make that action. So if you go to a school next year and now you've got players that can handle that scenario, like you can make that play. So it's kind of like this, like kind of like it's ebb and flow, because also I'm guessing like at the high school level and stuff like that, like your team wants to win and you can't just be like, no, but I'm trying to get ready for college. So yeah. I don't worry about state at all. how'd you guys do this year, by the way?
Well, we got third, but the year before we won state. I've been very lucky with the team I've been on. We've probably been together since we were like, some of us have been together since we were 3, 5, 7, 9. We're 53-2-1 throughout 3 years of college. I mean, not college, high school soccer. So my freshman year, we got second place at state.
Okay.
We went, I think 18-1. And then the next year, my sophomore year, we went 18-0. And then this year we went 18-1 as well.
Okay. Wow. That's pretty good. 18-1.
Yeah, we have.
What happened in that one, Morgan?
Oh, we lost in a PK shootout.
Oh, did you not do micro steps? Is that what happened? Right
oh,
there?
No. No, I actually happened to be in the PK lineup.
Okay.
I was the fifth shooter.
Okay.
I made a pretty good save.
Okay.
Pretty good save. And I ended up missing my PK, the game-winning PK to take us to the state championship.
You shot as a goalkeeper.
I did, yes. I did. I'm a pretty, I don't want to sound cocky, pretty good PK shooter, but I feel like
Where'd you try to go? Low to the corner?
Yeah, okay. But that's not where I wanted to go, but it just kind of went there anyways. Oh,
what'd you want to do? Like what's it called?
Top right corner.
Top right corner.
That's
a bold decision.
Oh, yeah. And it was unfortunate. And then our sixth shooter, she made it. And then our seventh shooter, unfortunately, missed. And they won against us. That was the first game we lost in 2 years.
Now, let me ask you this. So, obviously, you're going to these ID camps, but you're still going to camps like Camp Shutout, which is more, for those of you guys who are watching or all over the world and don't know where I am right now, and you're probably like, I don't know, this Stevens Point, Wisconsin, I can't believe that's a hotbed of goalkeeping. This is an enrichment program, basically. Like, there's nobody here, like, you know, getting recruited, quote unquote. Like, it's all about, you know, just getting better at this camp, right?
Yeah, I actually had a coach here recruiting me, like, yesterday. And the day before that. But other than that, I've never really seen.
Okay, never mind then. Everybody here is getting recruited by schools. Well, what I mean by that is like this Camp Shutout's not a university. Like, isn't an ID camp to get Stan's not choosing you for the Camp Shutout University.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which I personally think, honestly, I think it's easier to perform in an environment like that because like you don't know who's watching you. Like, it could be, as opposed to like at a college showcase. Where it's like you see those people set up like those little chairs with like their little folding chairs, and they've got their little notebook and they've got sunglasses on with the wraparounds, and you're like, that's a coach.
Yeah.
And then like you like look behind you and you see them and they're writing something. Like, what are they writing down about me?
They're writing about me. Yeah.
And most likely they're probably just writing their lunch order for somebody to get them. That's probably really what's happening. So how do you now go about, you know, making your decision? Like, what are you looking for as somebody that you, because I'm guessing a lot of schools are calling you a project.
Kinda.
Yeah.
I'm talking to 3 schools now. I was doing pretty good at the beginning, June 15th, when I was able to talk to schools. I was talking to a few D1 schools.
Hold on. Division one? You just said Division one. You're talking to a few Division one schools. You literally... You're like, I have no skill. Like, I'm a project. I don't know how to move. I've got no micro stepping. I'm just looking at like high level Division I schools. You know how it is.
Yeah.
By the way, here's a comment here in the comment section. Guys, keep putting comments in the comment section. Like I said, we are live right now from M_Morse2024 goes, wow, shooting a PK as a goalkeeper. Great job, Mo. Do you know this person?
I do. She's my roommate.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing. Okay. So shout out to M_Morse2024, who I don't know anything about other than that sounds like it's AI. I feel like you're rooming with an artificial intelligence.
Maybe.
Is ChatGPT your roommate? Is that what's going on?
Oh man.
Oh my gosh. So what are you looking forward to, like, you know, now that you get to the next level?
I'm just looking forward to playing. Okay. I honestly don't care what level I play at. I just want to go play soccer.
Okay.
In college.
Okay. So that's all that you care about. You don't care about what type of education you get or like
that
the
too.
Campus activities or anything like that. We're trying to provide a public service announcement for all the young goalkeepers out there who are making decisions purely off goalkeeping. Don't do that. Please don't do that.
Yeah,
don't
do that.
Please don't do that.
I'm probably looking to major in anthropology.
Okay.
And then I'm probably... I want to look for somewhere that's kind of like a home away from home.
Okay.
And like a... Not big, big, but not like super duper small.
Okay.
So like...
Is that, do you think that's important though, to know like what type of person you are and what type of environment you want to live in for four years?
Kind of environment you thrive in.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's massive. Cause like, I'll be honest with you. Like my first college that I went to, I ended up in the transfer portal because I hated the campus life.
Mm-hmm.
And by that, I mean, there was no campus life. it was a commuter school, which basically meant there was like, it was like, I'd be in like a class with like some 28-year-old, like, you know, like, parent, and it'd be like, I'd be like, oh, maybe this is not the right college for me. By the way, now we got Tiemens going, let's go, Mo.
That's also my roommate.
That's also your roommate.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
so,
Michaela, and then that's Tabby.
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 Tabby. Okay. I love it. Is that a nickname or is that her name?
That's her name. I think it's no. Yeah, her nickname.
It's probably Tabitha.
Yeah, Tabitha.
Yeah. She wasn't named after a cat, I'm assuming.
No.
Okay. Is it Tabby, like a orange striped cat?
Yeah, it's like a tabby cat.
Yeah, it's like a tabby cat.
I call her that sometimes.
Does she look like that? Does she look like a tabby cat?
Definitely.
Timmons, please tell us if you look like a tabby cat. Please put a picture of yourself in the comment section so we can see. I love this. This is so cool because this is what we talk about, like when we talk about like camp shutout versus like going. And I'm not trying to make this commercial for Stan, or the shout out to Stan and everybody at Camp Shutout, because you guys do a great job. But like, this is definitely a goalkeeping community. When you go to like a college ID camp, it sometimes you can kind of feel like you're rooming with your competition.
Oh, yeah.
And does that feel
sometimes
weird?
No.
Okay.
Not normally. I feel like it's good to like bond with your competition. Then you can like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Beat them. I don't know.
Then you can beat them.
I don't know.
You're like, be better. You're like, it's better to keep your friends closer, your enemies closer, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. Jeez. My gosh. Morgan, with the knife in the back right now. I don't even know that. So now obviously, you know, you're pretty close to your decision. Is that what you're saying?
I am. Yes.
Okay.
I'm deciding where I'm going at the end of this month, beginning of next month-ish.
Okay. Is that really hard?
Yes.
Why?
My feelings have gotten hurt a lot. There's a lot of schools that I've wanted to go to, that I've looked at, I've gotten visits on.
And there's other schools that you just want to stick it to them, right? You just be like, yeah. Oh, you didn't get back to me in an email? I'll be all conference against you next year.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, sometimes it's just like a bummer. I went to this ID camp one time and they were interested, and then they ended up signing a 24 like a day before that camp. And I was like, oh. No, my feelings are kind of hurt. Like, I feel like I wish sometimes coaches would be a little more honest. I've had a few coaches be pretty honest. Like, hey, yeah, we're looking at this other goalkeeper. Or, yeah, we're bringing this other goalkeeper on a visit just in case it doesn't work out with you. Like, that honesty, like, goes a long ways with, like, other, like, with, like, the players they're talking to. It shows it's a higher level of respect.
Why don't you say that again to the camera, to all the coaches out there? There's a lot of coaches on the union, a lot of college coaches. So, like, they should probably hear this. Again, we're all learning from each other, guys. Sometimes it's really hard because I think the thing is that as coaches, we kind of lose perspective because we're looking at it from like, I don't want to say like a business perspective, but we forget that there's a human element to it. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really important that we keep that involved. Now Fifi Bunny is going, Mo, my daughter Fiona is at camp with you. How do you find female mentors for young goalies? Her name is Fifi Bunny.
Well, I've kind of like, and throughout my town, there's this one goalkeeper. She played at Bemidji, Alyssa. She's come back a few times.
Bemidji. I gotta find what's Bemidji's mascot. I need to find out.
Oh, I'm not quite sure.
We'll
have to look.
Oh my god, please send me a picture if you find it.
I will.
I'm just gonna share it with everybody. It's like, guys, everyone's got to check out Bemidji University.
Yeah. Okay. Just kind of find like. I was pretty close with her, so she just came down and like occasionally I would train with her. She would just text me, say, hey, I'm starting this schedule, we can train. And then kind of like here, I found a lot of mentors. Like I like Cece, for example, I text her and I'll like occasionally ask her like questions on like certain things. Like I asked her, I forgot what I asked, like footwork wise last year, of things I can like improve on, like things to help me work on. So it's just like finding those close people that you like.
Did you vote for her in the superhero draft for her team?
I did not.
Oh boy. Okay.
No, I did not.
Okay. Well, in that case, you know what's riding on that, right? An NIL deal. So.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what that is?
No.
Oh boy. Somebody hasn't gotten to college yet. It's called name, image, and likeness.
Oh, that's what that. Oh, that's I've heard that, about that. I went to a college. They were talking to me about that.
They were talking to you about mm-hmm. that. Did they just put a bag of money on the table and go, this is what you can get here?
Oh yeah.
That's exactly what they did.
Definitely.
Did they just show you like their Scrooge McDuck money pit? You know how he used to like swim into that thing?
Yeah.
They did that. They're like, all this can be yours if you attend this university. And you're like, that all looks like that fake money. That doesn't look real at all.
Monopoly money.
Exactly. You know? Monopoly money. All right. So I know you guys have to start getting ready to go out to the fields. By the way, have you ever played Stan's game before?
I have, yes, last year.
Okay. Can you explain the rules to me? Because I don't understand the rules.
Well, I know. So there's the goal, obviously.
That's a thing I've heard of before. Yes.
Yeah. And then you have like this, like half, you know, like it's like the rainbow, like positioning wise, it's kind of like that thing, but a little bit bigger around like in front of the goal line.
Yeah.
And you have to stay in there, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
And if you catch the ball, you can use your hands.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. And then if you don't catch it, you have to use your feet. And then there's like a bullet target. There's a person like on the line. You have to like be in front, like kind of like breakaway kind of type thing. Like just like put your body in front of the ball.
Okay. Does Stan participate in this game?
I wish he did. That'd be kind of fun.
Wouldn't that be great if Stan actually played in the game? Yeah. By the way, if anybody here is watching this live right now, or anyone in the world who knows Stan Anderson, please put in the comments section or reach out on on social or make a post if you have footage of Stan playing goalkeeper, because I want to see Stan in goal. That is something I would love to see. I would love to see. And is there a golf cart anywhere near there? That's what I want to know. Like if he makes a save and he just gets back in a golf cart, and like drives around like the other side. That's a very inside joke for those of you guys who are watching who have no idea what I'm talking about. There's a lot of golf carts here, a lot of ATVs. Yeah, everyone's like, what kind of camp is this? I swear it's a goalkeeper camp. I swear it's a goalkeeper camp. So let me ask you a question here. You know, one of the things that a lot of the young goalkeepers, and I like to say young goalkeepers, I don't like to say campers because camper sounds like they're here for archery and those sorts of things, you know, but they're here to learn and grow as goalkeepers. You know, they come here and they meet all these different coaches and they go, you know what, I think I can give back. Do you have any ambition of getting involved in coaching, especially because you got involved at the higher levels later?
I do, yes.
So you want to move to Wyoming and become a millionaire?
Okay, so that's
where you're going after school. You're
probably,
move back. Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of just like going back off of like what this question said, asking about like young mentors for goalkeepers, just being a mentor for the younger kids, like going to help them coach, like giving them more opportunity, like with coaching than I've had.
Yeah.
Like at that young age to help, so it's kind of just like just to help them. Yeah. With, they're like small tactical things that I've never really got to like learn on.
I like how you're trying to like to sell me on it too. You're like, just like looking directly at me, just like, you know, the small tactical things. I know what I'm talking about. I know goalkeeping. I don't call it goalie anymore.
No. Yeah. Goalie is a hockey.
Yeah.
I hate it when people say like, oh, you play goalie. No, I play goalkeeper. Goalies in hockey.
I know.
Or like keeper. That's like lacrosse.
Well, you know, what's crazy though, is that like, there's a lot of goalies here. I mean, and by the reason I say that is because there's a lot of people I hear here who say goalie, and I think it's like a regional thing. Yeah. I think it's like all like northern, like Michigan, Minnesota, like all those places, South Dakota, North Dakota, they all call it goalie because I think hockey's so big up there. Mm-hmm. It's just part of their culture type of a thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
Or, you know, have you ever heard somebody call it a netminder?
I have not. No,
okay, I've heard, I've heard people call it a netminder. By the way, for Fifi Bunny, right there, actually, it's Fifi Bunny's mom. Let's be honest, who's commenting right now. If you're looking for mentorship, we are doing that when the union launches next week. We're going to be doing different types of mentorship programs, whether it's interactive game analysis breakdown sessions, where you can get like an MLS coach, NWSL coach, a college coach to break down game film, you know, with your young goalkeeper, or any sort of mindset work. With some sports psych people. We got a lot of different people that are going to be involved with the project. We're actually looking for youth ambassadors too. And by youth ambassadors, I mean, you know, college players that that want to give back. And I think Morgan might be a candidate for this. So if anybody out there thinks that Morgan would make a good advocate in this type of a program for mentorship, then please comment or reach out to me directly and say that I should do that. Hold on. There's a comment here coming on, and this is from Keenan Surf. Who just has clapping. I never know what this means. What does this mean exactly?
Maybe like a
is it jazz hands? What is it exactly? I can never figure out what that is.
Like a preach kind of way, like, oh, so, yeah, like.
By the way, Morgan, you don't know who that is right there. But Keenan Cerf is a big comedian in South Africa who opens for Trevor Noah. Oh, boy. Okay. All right. Spirit fingers. He goes spirit fingers. Shout out to Keenan. Keenan, great comedian. I don't know if you know this, Morgan. That's my career. I'm a comedian.
You're a comedian? No way. That's awesome. I've always wanted to meet a comedian.
What'd you think? I was just somebody who just handled a goalkeeper podcast. There's not a lot of money in there. You got to find other ways to make your parents disappointed in you, you know, like getting paid in like drink tickets, that sort of thing. So
sometimes I think I'm a comedian. I think I'm pretty funny sometimes.
Oh, okay. All right.
My mom doesn't agree with me, but I find myself.
Do you have a solid 5 minutes? Do you want to do an online comedy show on Sunday at 10 a.m.?
Oh, no.
Are you sure about that?
No,
the bar is pretty low on online comedy. I'm not gonna lie. I don't know if you've seen.
My best joke is not very funny.
Do you want to say it on the air?
Oh yeah, I got you.
Okay, all right. Let's hear it. Hold on. I'm gonna give the setup, guys. Okay, guys, your next comic coming to the stage. Absolutely incredible. You've seen her all over Wyoming. She's currently learning how to micro step. Let's give it up for the one and only Morgan Shirley, everybody. Morgan Shirley.
Hey everyone. My best joke is, what did the fish say when it hit the cement?
What did the fish say when it hit the cement?
Damn.
I got it. Now I got it. I got it. And scene.
And cut.
Morgan Shirley, everybody. Morgan Shirley.
Standing ovation.
That's one of those light moments that we call it in comedy. Is basically what happens is like if a jokes aren't going over well, and a comedian's struggling, like you'll get a light from the back of the room, which tells you to wrap it up, so they can get another performer on the stage.
That's funny.
It's a great experience. Man. Well, Morgan, I think you would make a great advocate. I think you would make a great mentor for there's a lot of young goalkeepers, especially who will be on the union, who may not be in a top ECNL environment because it's not available to them or they're new to goalkeeping. Mm-hmm. And maybe you could share a little bit of your insight to them. So if people want to connect with you directly on the mm-hmm. union, what is your handle on the union?
MoShirley05.
MoShirley05.
So MoShirley05. Well, 05.
05.
Yeah, 05.
It also makes it sound like you are some sort of secret agent.
Yeah.
MoShirley05.
Oh, yeah.
Like 007.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
And guys, obviously, if you want to reach out to us, it's at Goalkeeper Podcast on the union. Again, we launch next week. The founders, I mean, if you guys are not familiar, World Cup winners, social media influencers. And I hate using that term because it's really, really bad. Social media is really, really bad, which is why we've started the union. So by influencers, I mean, top coaching education experts on social media are going to be involved as well, too, as well as former men's national team goalkeepers, MLS coaches, NWSL coaches, top sports psychologists around the world who've worked with Premier League players, Champions League players, a lot of great stuff. So if you want to reach out to us also with a guest suggestion or a topic suggestion or to learn more about the union, contact at InsideTheATeamMedia.com. If you want to reach out to me and find out more about my comedy schedule, I am not performing in Stevens Point this week. Unfortunately, there's no comedy club in Stevens Point, so I'm spending all my time right here. And then I'm getting on a boat to Alaska, which sounds like I'm being exiled from Wisconsin and they're bringing me to Alaska. No, I will be on a family cruise. But then when I get back, I'll be doing shows in Santa Monica, California, 8:30 p.m. on Tuesdays and Saturdays. That's all the time on Inside the 18, and we are out. Let's get Morgan back out to the field. Later, guys.
Bye.